today, trying to get a handle on the sugya of Mechus HaKippurim and Tvul Yoim. So the Gemara had a whole shock of Atariya between Tvul Yoim and Mechus HaKippurim, and all along we were going that each one of them has a chumra. Tvul Yoim has a chumra that Mechus HaKippurim doesn't have. Mechus HaKippurim has a chumra that Tvul Yoim doesn't have. And the Gemara said that we couldn't, at the beginning at least, the Hemshcha Gemara, the Gemara was that we can't learn one from the other. We'll go back to just on the bottom of Yudzayin Amud Aleph, just to read the Hemshcha of the Gemara, where the Gemara says again, Omar Rabbe, Lomali, Dekosav, Rachmona, Tomei, Tvul Yoim, and Mechus HaKippurim. Why do I need the three cases of Tomei, Tvul Yoim, and Mechus HaKippurim? So again, Tomei includes everything. All Tumas are included in Tomei. Tvul Yoim is somebody who is only Mechus Erev Shemesh, went to the mikveh, he's Mussing Erev Shemesh. His Tumah obviously is weakened because he's allowed to eat Tumah. Right? His Tumah has weakened, not as weakened as Mechus HaKippurim, but his Tumah has weakened. We'll see. Could be chorus went out. Certain coolness that he has at Tvul Yoim. Mechus HaKippurim, Luchaya got further weakened because he's only limited to Kotshim. So the Mechus HaKippurim already had Tfilah, he already had Erev Shemesh, and now the only thing he's missing is Korbanos. And those Korbanos are Ma'akavim from Kotshim. Right? So simply it's a phase of lower, different levels of Tumah, which are going progressively lower. But the Gemara said, between Mechus HaKippurim and Tvul Yoim, each one had a chumra. The Tvul Yoim had a chumra of Truma, which tells us that the Tum is still on a higher level. And the Mechus HaKippurim had a chumra that he needs a Maisa. So even if we were just looking from a Tumah standpoint, the Mechus HaKippurim L'chayr is a weaker Tumah, because the only gauge that we have is what a Tomei person is allowed to do. And in that regard, the Mechus HaKippurim has already degraded, the Tum is degraded to the level that he's already allowed to have Truma. At the same time, there's something called Mechus HaMais. He still needs Korbanos, whereas a regular Tvul Yoim of Sheres, a Tvul Yoim of other Tumas, not a Tumah that's Yetzi Megufoi, not like a Zov and a Metzora, does not need Korbanos. So that was the back and forth in the Gemara. So that the Gemara now says, so what do we need all three? And the Gemara said that we need all three because each one has a chumra. But then the Gemara came out like this. The Gemara said like this. Formally the Kos of Achmona. Kos of Achmona Tomei, Matame. It's Matame. Tvul Yoim. Mechus HaKippurim, what else do you mean? If we just say by Tvul Yoim, we don't Mechus HaKippurim, she can't place up a Tchumah. Because the Mechus HaKippurim doesn't have a limitation of Tchumah like a Tvul Yoim. Mechus HaKippurim, so let it just say by Mechus HaKippurim, which is the lowest level Tchumah. Lahira, Lahir, Tvul Yoim, what else do you mean? Because Mechus HaMaisa. Mechal has the taste of Chodim Ithalti. So the Gemara says the bottom line, the Tum is weaker, which seems to be, as we spent a lot of time last week, it seems that the Gemara is throwing out now the Mechus HaMaisa. Because the Gemara Amud Aleph was going, that Mechus HaKippurim has a Maila, the Tumah has a strength, it's Mechus HaMaisa. Now the Gemara is throwing that out. The Gemara is saying, fine. Like the Gemara says sometimes with a Kavuchim, it calls Achnes. No problem. So what is Mechus HaMaisa? Bottom line is the Tumah is weaker. So what changed? So as we mentioned last week, the Shita Mukubetza seems to say, what changed is that the Gemara all along was going that Mechus HaMaisa is a strength in isolation. But once we have Tomei also, so now we can't use Mechusa Maisa as a Siba. That, oh, you know why? You know why it's possible for Kachim? Because it's Mechusa Maisa. No, that can't be a reason. Because we see Tomei is possible for Kachim. And the Tomei is not Mechusa Maisa. Right? What do you mean? Tomei is Mechusa Plenty Maisa. Tomei is Mechusa Plenty Maisa. It's Mechusa the whole tefillah. It's Mechusa everything. Okay? But that's what the Shita Mugubetza says. Shita Mugubetza says, once we have Tomei, so we know that Mechusa Maisa is not the Nekuda. So you have to really, really kvetch, Lachaira, and you have to say, well, the mice of Kobonus is not the Goyra. Meaning, in order for somebody to be possible production, you don't need that you should have a mice Kobonus that's required to remove that status. That's what you have to put in. It's not even Mechusa Maisa. Not even Mechusa Maisa. What the Gemara basically is saying is, according to Shita Mekubetzes, once we have Tomei, we know that Karbonus is not the Siba. Once Karbonus is not the Siba, so now already we go back to the Sfor, it's a weak Tumah. It's a weak Tumah. It could potentially even be that the Kvetch itself maybe gives some clarity, which is that without any Pasuk of Tomei, and we would only have a Pasuk of Mechusa Kippurim, we may be able to say that there really is no such thing as a psul tomei bekotchim. There's a din that somebody is mechusa korban is possible for kotchim. In other words, it's not even tumah. It's part of the category of tahara, but it's not really midin tumah. The psul kotchim is that he's a mechusa korban. And anybody who's not mechusa korban is kosher b'kachim. So perhaps, although it's, what the sheet is saying sounds difficult, perhaps it actually clarifies it. Which means that when the Gemara said all along that if we just have a pasuk by mechusa kippurim, we wouldn't be able to learn tefillin from there, it would be really because we would say that tomei is not possible by kachim. What's possible by kachim is somebody is just like oil is possible by kachim, he's mechusa bris mila. So there's a psul by kachim called mechusa karb. And somebody is mechusa karbon is possible by kachim.
We wouldn't say just somebody who's mechusa any maisa, like tomei.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So you have to switch it from being mechusa maisa to mechusa karbon.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So in other words, so in a way it sounded difficult. But in a way, the Shita Mekubetzes alone is making the shock of a tie in the sugya better. Because we were asking, Mechusa Maisa, who cares Mechusa Maisa? What does that have to do with Tumah? This is what we were asking in the beginning of the Gemara. Why should the Maisa Kobon affect the status of Tumah V'Tahara? The Teretz is, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, Fakelt. The whole Havamin of the Gemara was that the Shem Tumah is not what's passing the Kodshim. What's passing the kachim is the mechusa korban. And in other words, if we would have any psukim except for mechusa kippurim, we would have a whole different spin on what the psul mechusa kippurim is. It's not really true. If somebody is mechusa korban, just like an orel is possible kachim, is mechusa maisa mila, so mechusa kippurim is possible kachim because he's mechusa kapara of the kapara. But Zok the Shita Mekubetzes, but now that we see Stama Tomei is possible B'Kachim, that already teaches us that it's the Shem Tumah that passes. Oh, so now once it's the Shem Tumah that passes, on that scale, Mechusa Kippurim is the weakest one. You got what I'm saying? So now we're covered. We have on the one end, we have Tomei. Tomei, who's not Mechusa Korban, teaches us that there's something called a psul tumah. Right? There's a psul tumah. And a psul tumah, it makes a person possible kachim. And on the other end, we go to the lowest level tumah, which is mechusa kippurim. And that tells us that even the lowest level tumah is possible kachim. Now everything in the middle is included.
So, but why do I need tumah? Why couldn't I learn
Well, that's not a kasha on its own, because the tful yayim, we won't gain anything. Meaning, we don't gain anything by saying tful yayim other than tomei. Meaning, tful yayim is part of tomei. So if we have an option of saying tomei and b'chusa kippurim, we're not going to make taste to talk about tful yayim. You're right, we could talk about tful yayim. It wouldn't make a difference. We're trying to see what the Torah could have gotten away with. So the Torah could have even got away with his point is the Torah could have gotten away with two psukim. One pasuk for tomei or tful yayim. That's not what he's being oimed on. You're 100% right. There'd be no reason to do that, but you're right. It's going like this, because if you're talking about tumah, talk about tumah. But you're right. Could have said tful yayim. No problem. The point is, his point is one point. That once we know that the psul is a tumadika psul, and that's accomplished, then already the mechusa kippurim becomes the weakest tumah imaginable. And if that's no good, then anything above it in Ilchus Tumah is going to be possible. That's basically the way the Gemara reads, according to the Shita Mekubetzes. So,
when you explain the Shita, how does it come out? What's the difference between Mekubetzes and Mekubetzes? The definition
of Mekubetzes
is a separate thing. The
end
was saying missing
carpet,
right?
The point is, once we know Tomei, Then the whole idea that we were talking about Mechusa Maisa is not even going to come to play. Because the only... In other words, go back to step one. Step one is, what was the Gemara thinking on him? Who cares? It's the weakest Tumah possible. The Teretz is, what I'm saying is, according to Shita Mekubetzes, it's Kishmak. Because the Gemara of Havamina was going that the Psul Kachem is not based on Tumah. At all. It's only based on Maisa. And that the Gemara says, no, once there's a pasuk that Tomei is possible kachim, so we know it's not Mechusa Karban. Once we know it's not Mechusa Karban, which is making the avoid apostle, now the fact that the Mechusa Kipurim needs a Karban, that plays no role. Because it's still a weaker Tumah. It's still a weaker Tumah. On the Tumah level, it's all the way at the bottom. There is no, at this point in the Gemara, there is no lower level tumah than Mechusa Kippur. Does not exist. Can't be lower level tumah than Mechusa Kippur. At this point in the Gemara. And the only reason why we had a Havam in the Mechusa Kippur as a Chumrah is because we were possibly looking at it as the Psul Kachem is not based on tumah. It's based on Mechusa Karban. But Tomei proves that that's not the case. Because if that would be the case, only those tumas that have a kapara on it would be possible for kachem. The fact that even tumas that don't have a kapara are possible for kachem, the haraya that the shame tumas is what makes you possible for avodah. If it's a shame to be possible for avodah, we go all the way down to mechusa kippurim, which is on the bottom. Soif klishalot tumasim, it's all the way on the bottom, and we already know from tumah that it's not the carbon that's the problem. So now we know any tumah basically is included. That's the point of the Gemara. But now the Gemara goes all the way to the other side. Zokti Gemara, Kosovam, Bechusa Kippurim, Dezov, Kezov. You're talking right. If you hold that Bechusa Kippurim is taka weak, then you're talking right. All we need is two psukim. We need a pasuk by Tomei. We need a pasuk by Mechusa Kippurim, and everything in the middle is included. Right? We need one pasuk to tell us that Tumah is the umbrella. The psul here is a Tumah psul. And then we go to the bottom, the lowest level psul, and then everything will be included. But the Gemara basically saying is, this man, the Omar, holds that the Rabbi who brought his psul, he holds Mechusa Kippurim, the Zav, Kizav, the Omar. And in Mewe, that's the pshat. Now, strange, because what do we do with the bottom line of the Gemara? Safe, Kalisha Lotumas. The Gemara Namar Aleph said, bottom line is that a Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter. So what are you telling me? That's the bottom line. The bottom line is that Mechusa Kippurim is Mutar B'Truma, and a Tful Yom is not Mutar B'Truma. So the bottom line is that the Tumah is weaker, which is what the Gemara said. Words, where did the Gemara switch here? So this is where we got stuck last week. We had Rashi, but we really didn't have clarity. Rashi seems to say here, in the way he's explaining it to us, Mechusa Kippurim dissolve. Rashi says, "Hu adin l'mitzora, elo chad minayim nokat, Mechusa Kippurim dissolve kizov domo." Shaloi hu taretz loy, havele ki ilu loy toval. Rashi goes all the way. Havele ki ilu loy toval. It's as though he didn't toval at all. Mamish nothing. Zero. It says Rashi, and therefore, v'imach loy chayiv kores, im noga bo moine boy rishim v'shayni. This is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi, the way he's getting around the sugi, he's basically saying, we slice the status of a Mechusa Kippurim. We stick to what we said on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, we said, Kli Shelo Tumasa. The guy already went to the mikveh, he had a Rav Shemesh. As far as Truma is concerned, right? Truma is concerned, he's Tohar. If he touches Truma, it remains Tohar Lagamde. If he touches Chulin, it remains Tohar Lagam. But now, Lagabi Kotchim, it's Kilu Loitov. Lagabi Kotchim, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. And Rashi says he's Chayiv Koris, but Rashi says more than that. If he touches Kotchim, it becomes a rishon. It's unbelievable. It's no revayim. Bishlam, if you want to tell me, you know what, by kachim, like the perek and chagiga, chayim and b'kaydish, by kachim there's something called a revi, and by truma and chulin, there's no such thing as a revi. Okay, I have no problem. I could make it work. But there's a reason why Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's not saying that because he has to get around what the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, Soif, Soif, Kalisha Latamas. The Gemara on Amud Aleph was saying, bottom line is, it's a weaker Tumah. So if the Psul by Kachim is Tumah, and the Tful Yom is a weaker Tumah, Mechusa Kippurim is a weaker Tumah, so once you know he can't do Avodah, so of course the Tful Yom can't do Avodah. Right, that's the problem. That's why Rashi had to come and say, no, you know what, it's not like that. Anybody who's Mechusa Kippurim, he's not even a Tful Yom. We understood that a Mechusa Kippurim is a Tful Yom plus. He's a Tful Yom, he's already Erev Shemesh, so he's already out of the status of a Tful Yom, and now he's already on his way to being Kodesh V'Tohar. Rashi says, and that's what the Gemara was saying on Amud Aleph, that the tumor is shrinking. If we would have a tumor thermometer, we would have tested his tumor temperature yesterday. He would have had tumor temperature. By the time Erev Shemesh came, the tumor went lower, and he was allowed to eat tumor. And now you can almost not detect that there's any tumor here anymore. It's on the bottom. That was what the Gemara was saying in Amud Aleph. Comes Rashi says, no. When the Gemara says Mechusa Kippurim dissolve kizov dom ivua din l'metzora, Rashi saying no. There are two thermometers. There's a kachim thermometer, and there's a chulin and truma thermometer. Put in the chulin thermometer, clear. You put in the kachim thermometer, not just his tomei, he's a higher level tumor than a tful yai. Understand what's going on here? He's a higher, no, then a Tful Yom was not a Mechusa Kippurim. Tired of flying. Avad, if we're talking about a Tful Yom of Tumah Yotzei Gufei, of course he's a Mechusa, you're 100% right. We're talking about a Tful Yom of a non-Mechusa Kippurim. So Rashi basically is telling us that Lagabi But even at full yom of Mechusa Kippurim, Lagabi Truma and Chulin, the Truma is gone. Gone completely. If he touches Truma, it's Tahar. Zokt Rashi. Now again, if the halacha would just be, if you touch Kachim, it becomes a Revi, no problem. The Truma got very low, but Kachim is very sensitive. And on the scale of Kachim, we detect Truma. Right? These chevra that come to check the mold. No house passes that. Right? They come in with their astronaut outfits going around with the... Every house has mold. If you're looking for mold, you have mold. There's a metzias, right? There's mold. There's humidity in the air. Yeah? So, if that would be that law, it would make sense. But that's not what's going on here. Rashi's saying is, by kachim it becomes a rishon. How's that work? Explain that to me scientifically. Now it's a rishon. You just told me that he's torn completely for truma. Truma is not even a shlishi. Because truma can become up to a shlishi. So this doesn't fit with all the halachas we learn about in Chagiga. In Chagiga we learn about different levels of truma. Choyme b'kodesh mi'b'truma. But over there in Chagiga we learn it is a regressive process. The only thing is, shlishi doesn't talk to truma. A shlishi doesn't talk to chul. By chul, there's no halachic status of a shlishi, right? By truma, there is. By kachim, there's even something called revi, right? But here, Rashi's saying limnois by rishon v'sheni. Rashi says that we start from the beginning. Bereishis b'olakim. We start from the beginning. What's going on here? That's how Rashi teaches. Okay, so let's finish the Gemara and we'll get some clarity here. Says the Gemara, we're also going to have to somehow rectify the Rambam with all of this, where the Rambam says you don't even get Malkus Deraisa if you're going to the Beis Hamikdash, which we started talking about last week also. Says the Gemara, Tanoi, Staka Machloikis Tanoi. The Tanya Poradume, if you have a Poradume that was sold for Oinon, that an Oinon burnt it, or Ksheiro, Mechusaki Purim, Psula. My love, Boka Miflegi, Maosova Mechusaki Purim, the Zov Kizovdom. And the Mela, that's why he passes the Poradume. Umaosova, Lav Kizovdom. He doesn't have a din of his af. Loi the kuli alma kizav doma chomuflegi. Mal sova visa atom mechlal shu tome. Right? Limit al tvul yoim shekosha vipo. Mal sova al tume de kolatera kule. Mal sova al tume de achpash. Which is talking about tvul yoim. Hilkach tvul yoim din avail tome sheref the kilo se bakav chomit tvul yoim de meis. Mechusik ibn azov de chomo shekitum yoitzim igufoi. Over there we don't have the halachah. Okay, that's the Sikum Asuki. Okay. So now let's just review what we had in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Bias Mikdash. Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Nichnas ha-metzor la-rabayis leke shmoinim, avol tome yitful yoim, she-nichnas la-zres noshim, Oim chusi kipum shenichnas lozaz Yisrael hafa pi shein loike makinu yisim makas ma'az. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to say that Oim chusi kipurim is on such a low level that he doesn't even get malchus for going into the Azorah. Zokta the Raivad Omar Avrom ze shibush. This is a mistake. The Oim chusi kipurim shenichnas lozaz Yisrael Tahini Mishan, Ikonu Lufnim Yesh Pekos. So the Kesef Mishnah comes in the Rambam. He wants to make perhaps, he says maybe there's perhaps a distinction between if Yom Mechusa Kippurim Dezov Kizov Domo. If Yom Mechusa Kippurim Dezov Kizov Domo, Zchiv Koros. If Yom Mechusa Kippurim Dezov Lav Kizov Domo, then there's no Koros. The problem is that L'chaira, to say it shouldn't make a difference, because once we're agreeing that a mechusa kippurim is possible kachur, and the Rambam's agreeing to that, it shouldn't make a difference. The kizav and lavkizav the munah gemara is only going why we need psukim. You understand why we need psukim? Right? The gemara is not explaining that there should actually be a halachic distinction in the status of kachur. There is no question. You have a stam mishnah by us, puts mechusa kippurim together with tameh. The only shock of a tie in our gemara is on the psukim level. How many psukim do we need? And the gemara is saying that the man d'omer says you need 3 psukim. He obviously holds that mechusa kippurim d'zov is lav kizov dom. It's kizav domo, because if you hold mechusa kippurim d'zov lav kizov domo, then you won't need 3 psukim. You just need a pasuk for tomei, pasuk for mechusa kippurim, and you're done. The fact that you need 3 psukim would mean that mechusa kippurim d'zov is kizav domo, and therefore mechusa kippurim is more chomer than tfulya, right? But that's all on a pasuk level. That's not saying that there's a halachic difference between avoid the bekotshim, between somebody who's a mechusa kippurim, if you hold kizav or lav kizav. Because the Mishnah says that it could be.
The Gemara does say kesavar. Does sound a little bit like it's not like it's a maskana type of thing,
no?
It doesn't say alam either.
No. Nobody's arguing about kesavar. Nobody's arguing about that point. I mean, they are arguing. Some Rishonim hold that lamaskana, everybody else mechusa kippurim d'zov. But let's assume that there's taka machloikas, because that's what the Kesav Mishnah wants to say. That's what he says here. He says, "Mechusa kippurim, teika tana d'zov mechusa kippurim lav kizov damu. Va'av agav d'aminim b'sugyon d'kuli yama mechusa kippurim d'zov kizov damu. Haynu d'chi ba'om," is what the Kesav Mishnah. But kushta d'milse, taka everybody holds of mechusa kippurim. Kushta d'milse is that there's a machloikas. That's what he wants to say. Va'abeinu posa kamando amar lav kizov damu. This is what the Kesav Mishnah wants to say. Right? But that only explains why you need psukim or don't need psukim. That does not explain why there shouldn't be kamas. You see what I'm saying? It still does not explain why there shouldn't be kamas. Because the bottom line is there is a psul mechusa kippurim by kachur, and there is a isul bia for mechusa kippurim to go into the mikdash. There's no machlekes about that. There's no machlekes about it. The only machlekes in our Gemara is how many psukim do we need to teach us the halach? Nochamo, everybody agrees. Let's get this straight. Everybody agrees. There's an issa d'oraisa, not an issa d'rabbanan. There's an issa d'oraisa for a mechusa kippurim to do avoda or to go into the Beis Hamikdash or to eat kachur. There's no machlekes. Everybody agrees. The Rambam, the Raiva, the Kesef Mishnah, everybody agrees. There is no machlok. What seems to be a machlok is between the Raiva and the Rambam is the oinish of mechusa kippur. Not that it's a psul de rabbonan. The Rambam agrees that it's a psul de reis. In fact, from our Gemara comes out that if you hold mechusa kippurim, the lav kizov domu, right? So you only need 2 psukim. The Gemara is only going how many psukim you need to teach you the halach, right? But lemaisa, there's an issa d'oraisa for a tomei, there's an issa d'oraisa for a tfulyon, there's an issa d'oraisa for mechusa kippur. Somehow the Rambam puts a wedge in and he says, but lagabi einshim, there's no chorus by mechusa kippur, and there's no malchus d'oraisa by mechusa kippur. There's an Isra attack. But Lamaisa, there's no. That's very strange. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? Exactly, it's the same Tumah Alacha. And that's really what most of the Achronim are bothered with this Kasha. If you look in the. There's also Rashmi Shantz, he quotes it to Rabbeinu Manoach. That he asked on the Rambam, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. The lashon of the year is like this. Why wouldn't you? That's his kasha. Now Rambam says it clearly. The Rambam, if you look in Perek Dalet in Bias Mikdash, the Rambam says clearly, Halacha Dalet, Dr. Rambam, Mechusa Kippurim Shavad, Avedosei Psula. It's Avedos possible. Period. It's not a Shaila. It's a Vada Yadin Dereise. Even if you're going to tell me, Mechusa Kippurim Dezov Lav Kizov Dom, it's Mechal Avedos. Period. Now, not only that, in Psulei Mokdashim, let me just get that Rambam, Perek Yud Ches. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Talit. Here, Mipi Ashmu Lomdu, Shazhor Lotome, Shalo Yechal Kodesh, Kodim Sheyidbo, Oi Kodim Sheyovi Kapavosai. Period. Shenema v'tumosay olav. Anyway, so clearly, there's no shaila here that this is a deraisa. So now the Kesef Mishnah is telling us that the Rambam holds there's still a difference between Tfiliyot Mechusas Kippurim l'Maaseh Kohanim. So I think what we have to say here is like this. Clearly our sugya, that's why Rashi came in with this unbelievable milestone chiddush. Rashi says that Lagabi Kotshim it's Kilu Loitova. This concept of Kilu Loitova. Clearly we see from our sugya that there are two ways to view Mechusas Kippurim. One way we view Mechusas Kippurim as somebody who has the weakest tumah possible. And the only thing that he's left with is he's compromised Lagabi Kotshim. And the other way to look at it is, no, Kina Harifa, we slice it. Lagabi, Kol HaTorah Kula, including Truma, Mechusas Kippurim is Tahor. And Lagabi Kotshim, he has a glaring tumah, without a shy. Now, that...
In Kotshim, including the Aspikdash and Basel Avodah?
Potentially everything. We'll see if we can make an Afkamina. But potentially everything. Wherever the halachas of Mechusas Kippurim are applicable to, if you hold Mechusas Kippurim kizav damo, means in its halachas, Rashi says even lagabi rishon sheni and shlishi. Rashi says he's an avatum. Rashi in Asugi seems to say he's an avatum. So you should know like this. There's a famous stira in the Raivat between hilchus kilayim and hilchus tumas meis. In Uchus Tumas Meis, somebody could get a Rambam, Tahare, and Zroim. Two Rambams. In Uchus Kilayim, the Rambam says that the famous Shitas Rambam, that Sofik Derais is only Lechumra Midrabon. Famous Rambam Shita, it's only the Rabon. Shkei Rabbi Yosef. So, in Ilchus Kilayim, when the Rambam brings it down, so the Ravid comes on that Rambam, and the Ravid says, Omar Avrom, here, Zokter, Ukvar Biyaon Ubebias Asurai, Shekol Isurai Sfekis Midivrei Seif. Everything is the Rabbanon. I mean, according to the Rambam, Sofik D'Araisa is only mid Rabbanon L'chumra. In a very rare Hasagah, yeah, the Ravid comes, even though he makes some distinction, Omar Avrom Emes Uzeh. This is a Rambam, this is a Ravid you have to laminate, right? Emes Uzeh. Shekol HaSfeikis Einen Shoteh. That's it. So he's agreeing to the Rambam. Fine. Perek Yud, Halacha Chof Zayin, Hilchus Kilayim. Now, when you go to Tumas Meis, The Rambam says the same shtickle tech. The Rambam comes to Tumas Meis, Perek Tes, and he says that all Tumas are the Rabbanim. Here, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. Dogo Yadua, Shekol Eilu Atumais, Uyaitse Behem, Hey Mishum Sofik. Vareim Shel Divreim. The ain't tome min atoyva elamisha nit metume vadois. Says the Rambam, all Sufik tumes are the Rabban, which is consistent with Hilchos Kiwai, because Midrash says everything is lakula. Omar Avrom, ze shibush godol. This is a huge mistake. Sharei omru bebekama mekemis bishas. Sveike de reise lechumre. Vezu sveike de reise. Hat er meise. Hab ich mir rafi singe. The Rambam, the Rambam in Nuchus Kilayim, says, Omar Avraham Emes, who said, it's true. That all sveike is only the Rabbon and lechumre. Over here, Masik on the Rambam, Shibush Godel. And the Shibush Godel is a tremendous power. He said, what's the Shibush Godel? Shall I behead your homo, become a mekemis bishas, so be the rice in the chumra. Thank you. The Rambam also agrees to that. The Rambam is just saying, it's in the Rabbonim. The Rambam is not arguing with the fact that it says all over Shas, so be the rice in the chumra. He's just saying that deed of so be the rice in the chumra is in the Rabbonim. So what's he talking about? It's a power. So Rav Tzimin Zeichet Tzadik Levroche, in his Kuntra Se Shiurim in Kiddushin, the end of his Sefer, he has a whole piece on Sofik Deraisa L'chumri, because that's the sugya there, Sofik Mamzer. So, Rav Gusman says a fascinating idea, which is really based on Rav Shimon Shkop. And that is, when the Rambam says Sofik Deraisa L'chumri, there are two ways to look at what the Rambam means. When he says Midaraisa, Sofik is Lakula. So according to the Rambam, a guy has a piece of Sofik Nevela, could eat it, Midaraisa. Okay? Why Chayiv Hashem Tov? We spoke about this in Krisis. You need a Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas, because there it's not a Sofik. And a Chanami, if you had a regular Sofik, piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or treif, Midaraisa, you could eat it. Says of Gusman, again, this is really Rav Shimon Shkop's Chakira. There are two ways to look at that. One way to look at it is, it may be it's nevela, but the Torah said you can eat it. In other words, it's a suffix issue. You're allowed to do a suffix issue. It's not like a hutra. It's not like the Torah saying something which is a suffix is mutter. It's not a issue. No. It may be a piece of nevela. And actually, it may be a chaticha de yisurah. No, it's not that there's a condition that in order for something to be called a Chatir di Surah, it has to be that you know. No. But you're allowed to be machnas yourself. Midaraisa, you can go and eat it. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is no. Something that Raisa Lakula means, Midaraisa Lakula means, it's Mitzias is Mutter. Part of being an Avela on a Daraisa level is the knowledge that it's an Avela. If you don't know it's an Avela, halachically it doesn't meet the criteria of being an Avela. He says like this, he says, there's a big difference between the two ways to learn. If you learn, Sofik Deraisa is Vadai Midaraisa, not an Isser, it makes no sense that the Rabbanan should come in and say, be Machmer. It's Chatich Detena. The Torah is telling you that a piece of meat that's a Sofik Avela is a piece of Heta. It's no different than a kosher piece of meat. So then why would Rabbanan come be machmer? On the other hand, if you hold that something they write is, it is maybe it is. Torah said you could take the chance. You could chance it. The Torah allowed you to chance it. Oh, Rabbanan came. Rabbanan said, no. We want you to be careful. We don't want you to go into something that maybe it is. We're putting a get out. We don't want you to do it. Zok down. Tumah is a metzias. Tumah is different than the other Yisurei Torah, which you could say, I'm allowed to do, I'm not allowed to do. It's a Metzias. It's scientific. Says Rav Gusman, when the Rambam came and he said, Kol Eilu HaTumais Midrabbonon, She'ein Tomei Midrais El Tumah Vadai, the Rambam was now saying, I hold Sofik Derais and Metzias is not here. Because by Tumah it's a Metzias. And the Rambam was saying that this is not, doesn't exist. Kol Elu HaTumahs Midrabonon Ein Tumah Midaraisa El Tumah Vadai. So the Rambam was saying that the Metzias of a Suffolk is not, is Heter. Comes the Rive, and the Rive says this Shibush God. This is a mistake. Says Shibush God. Because if you're right, and if you're right, there'd be no reason for them to make such a chumah. That's what Gusman's Givaldik, Sasayim Yushak, his pshat. That's the pshat of the Raivad. Raivad is saying it. When you come to our sugya, that's a pivotal nakuda here between Amud Aleph and Amud Bey, especially the way Rashi is learning. Okay. If you learn, so how do we get around that problem? Of the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. The answer to the kasha of the Ravid on the Rambam is that the Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam holds Tumah is not a Metzias. Tumah is a din. Isn't that scientific? Tumah is a din. And the Metzias is developed from the halacha, and not the halacha is developed from the Metzias. That's the pshat of the Rambam. So the Rambam is basically saying that if Midaraisa is a din of Lakula, so there's no Tumah here. Not because Tumah is not a Metzias. Tumah is a Halacha. Inasmuch that the Halacha is, there's no Dinei Tumah. If there's no Dinei Tumah, there's no Metzias of Tumah. If you learn like that, we could say that's the chiluk between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph was saying, Soif, Soif, Kalisha, Latumas. So, Lamaisa, the Tful Yard, the Mechusah Kippurim, the Tumah is weaker. Has to be weaker. He could eat Truma. He's not Matami Truma. Mechusah Kippurim. Tful Yard touches Truma, he makes a Tumah. Tful Yard touches, Mechusah Kippurim touches Truma, it's Tumah. So the bottom line is, the Tumah is weaker. That was the Gemara Amud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis, the Mandam who says Mechusah Kippurim, the Zav Kezav Dom, he says, no. Tumah is dinim. If Tumah is dinim, there's no stira between saying legabi truma you're tall. You have a din tall. Legabi kodshim you have a din truma. It's two different things. And legabi kodshim you are fully tummy. You're tummy like an avatum. It's not pshat. You're tummy like a shlishi, which is the way the Gemara was learning on the Malach. The Gemara Amud Aleph was learning, you're a shlishi level. You're a shlishi level. That's the Gemara Amud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis is saying, no. Tumah is not Dafka Metzias. Tumah is Halacha, like the Rambam is telling us in Avos HaTumah. And therefore, it's not a contradiction for us to say that Lagabi, Chulin, and Truma, Yutaho, and Lagabi, Kotshim, Yorava Tumah. Because the Tumah is not a Metzias, the Tumah is a Dinim. And the Dinim created Din of Tumah. Not the Tumah creates Dinim. Huh? It's all it is Dinim. All it is Dinim. Tumah is a collection of Dinim. That's what Tumah is. Tumah is a collection of dinim. And the Tumah, Lagabi, Truma and Chulim, where there's no more dinim for you to do anything, Lagabi that, your Tumah is not here. There's no dinim. Lagabi Kotshim, nothing happened yet. The Kolban is Ma'akev for the Tumah to go away. But Rashi adds, on any level. You tell me, how could you have a split Metzias? You don't have a split Metzias. The Tumah is dinim. That's what Tumah is. Tumah is dinim. If you look at Tumah as dinim, so Lagabi, the Gemara Amud Aleph was going like the Ravid. Save, save, Kalisha lo Tumah. The Gemara is saying, no, if you hold Mechusah Kippurim, Vezov Kezov Damu, it means that Lagabi, the Hilchus Kachim, nothing changed. Okay, now. So that's the pshat of the Gemara Amud Beis, and that's why the Gemara holds that it's Lagabi kachim, it's not klishal or tumasan. It's on a higher level than a tful yom. That's not a mechusa kippur. About a tful yom, it's a mechusa kippur. Also, is no question. But it's higher level than a tful yom. It's not mechusa. Now, what's the Rambam? The Rambam shita is that mechusa kippurim dissolve is lav kizov dom. Clearly, that's how the Rambam is passing. So now, so what is it now? So it is a degraded tumah. It is a tumah that's on the lowest level. It is a tumah that already is not an av, it's not a rishon, it's not a sheni, it's not even a shlishi. Yeah. So what is it? That's why it's called a poison. It's a poison. It can't even make tumah. He can make something not roy. It's not even a tumah. So what is it? It's a psul. Mainly, you could say now, if that's the case, everything is clear. That's why the Rambam says that there's no kachas. Because if you look, there's a fascinating Brisker Rav. And Brisker Rav, let me just get the Brisker Rav. Briskov comes to explain the whole Gemara Shach of Atayah that if you hold Mechusa Kippurim Dizov Lav Kizov Damu, he's kosher for Paraduma. Right? So he's kosher for Paraduma. He says like this, he says, Kimon shemin ha-toyro ein din tumah klal l'chulim. The rak that kasha yidah b'dovo b'negeh l'kotshim yesh kan eze min psul. Zok down. The koreis b'kotshim hu mipnei de es kodesh Hashem timeh. The pasuk says by kachim that v'nichris la'nefesh ahi, you get chorus. When it says v'nichris la'nefesh ahi, it says there's mikdash Hashem timei. So he says a very interesting thing to Brisker Rav. He says there are two nekudas. There's a psul tamei, right? There's a psul tamei, and then there's a metzias, which is what we've been discussing here. There's a metzias of tumah. He says the chorus that a person gets when he has contact with kachim, betumah, is because he's being metame the mikdash. He's being metame the korban. Because it says, ki es mikdash Hashem timeh, v'nichrasu ha-nefesh ahi. It says, by kachim, the same thing. Says the Brisker Rav, there's two things here. One is a psul avoideh. A tumah has psul avoideh. Right? That's one halach. Then there's Allah of Einshim, whether it's Chorus and maybe even Malchus, but Chorus for sure. And that is affected by the fact that you made something Tome. Says the Brisker Rav, there can't be Chorus by a Mechusa Kippur. That's a Pshat in the Rambam. Because once the Rambam passes that Mechusa Kippur dissolve Lav Kizov Domo, and there's no Rishon L'Tumah, there's no Avatumah, there's no Rishon, there's no Sheni, there's no Shlishi. So all is a psul. So Lamai said, there's no es mikdash Hashem timei. If there's no es mikdash Hashem timei, then there can't be a v'nichrusa. And the Rambam holds that the Malkus, both Anshim, the Malkus and the Koras, is totally a mikdash Hashem timei. Now the case of Mishnah is gevaldik. What are the Achronim asking on the case of Mishnah? Who cares? How could you make two Shulchan Aruchs? If he's pasul l'kachim, he's pasul l'kachim. No, there's one thing of psul avoider. Psul avoider is one halach, and in that the Torah was mechadish that a mechusa kippurim is a psul avoider. But as far as being metame, mechusa kippurim is not a metame. If you hold mechusa kippurim dissolve kizov damu, and this is so meduyik in Rashi, because you look at Rashi by us, Why does Rashi mix in the chorus here? Whoever asked Rashi to mix in chorus? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Mechusa kibon gezav dami leinian kachim shalihuto etzloi havelay kilu leitoval v'mach lechayev chorus." Who's talking about achilus kachim? We're not even talking about achilus kachim. Who me pike says me etchem? Who has to bring in the chorus? Rashi is trying to tell you that the only if you hold Mechusa Kippurim the Zav Kizav Damu is he a Matame, and the chorus of Kachim is not just the Psula Voida. The chorus of Kachim is his Mikdash Hashem Time. Memela, for that you need Mechusa Kippurim the Zav Kizav Damu. That's what Rashi brought in the chorus. Okay, we'll stop.